Back inside our locker room chats, time to talk Troy boys basketball now with head coach Jonathan Rodvelt of the Trojans. Troy has figured things out. They're now 5-2 overall in the year, and they have won 5 consecutive games. 2 games since we've last talked to coach. First, a 54-42 win over Valley Heights on Friday, and then on Tuesday night, a 51-33 victory over Onega. So, coach, 2 more good wins. Your guys really seem like they figured some things out. What have just been your thoughts on the last couple?
Yeah, Valley Heights, that was it's always a tough place to play when you figure in travel and everything. And they're a good, kind of younger team, and they came to battle. They played what I would say is one of their better games, and we kind of had a slow start, and they had an effective press, and it turned into an up and down game because we both wanted to play, kind of a similar style. Sloppy early on, and we started to settle down a little bit and made a big push when push comes to shove for our boys and our upperclassmen. I think they just finally say, all right, let's get it together and let's go. And that's what they did. And we were able to stretch out a good lead, there late in the game, and they hit some shots so it was kind of a back and forth game as far as it was close for a long time, and then we got it up to 16 or 18, and they hit some shots to make it a 12-point game at the end. But we had some guys step up, and Jarrett Norris. I know I talk about him a lot. He's got good people around him. We got a lot of guys that do the little things, and Bud Bennett, he was in foul trouble, and Reagan Hartman, and when they got back in there the second half, they definitely made some plays for us and got some steals and some easy layups. And then, like I said, Jarrett, he kind of put him on his back for a little bit, having a huge night out there. So we kind of got out of Dodge and lived another day. Then our game last night was against Onega, and they're a young team, and they've got a couple players that I could see ended up being big contributors in the future here. But it was a different style, a different pace. They slowed it down quite a bit and ran offense, and we had to stay disciplined. And I thought that was really good for us overall, just because we haven't had to play like that in quite a while. We're pretty confident. We've got this big game against JCN coming up, and for a kind of a regional perspective, they're a good team. Their only loss is to Valley Falls, I believe, and they're at the top of their league, and so that's going to be a really good, exciting game tomorrow night here against JCN. So it's starting to get a little more exciting, and when the TVL tournament comes around, everybody kind of tries to flex their muscle and everything, but you've got to know what you're doing going into that tournament. So it'll be exciting, and this is what you play for is these awesome moments in your mid-season tournaments, and that kind of gears you up for the long stretch to finish the season into postseason play.
Yeah, as you look ahead, big games coming up, beginning with Jeff County North, as you mentioned, tomorrow night on the TVL tournament that gets underway on Saturday. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck in those games. Again, congratulations on this 5-game win streak. Wish you the best. We'll talk to you here soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Jonathan Rodvelt, head coach of the Troy boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.